All right. Lincoln.
All right. Thanks for being my agent, Jimmy the Vet. All right. December, Tammy and Roger, you guys hold on because in the studio with me, none other than Howard Hewitt. How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Good to see you again. I'm trying to think. The last place we were at together, I think it was over. Oh, man. It might have been that. What was the place where over there on Estee Avenue? The Estee. Yeah. The Estee.
Yeah.
I think it was over at the Estee, I believe.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man?
Hey, man. Just working.
You still traveling around? Move into that mic a little bit. You still traveling around?
Always traveling around, man. I have I call myself the weekend warrior. You know, I do between, you know, here in the States and overseas. I hit about maybe 110, 120 dates a year, but you know, that's what I love to do. That's what I've always done since I was 10, 11 years old.
Now, where is home for you now?
Well, I've been in California, in Los Angeles for the last, since I was like 19, 20 years
All
old.
Right.
But before then, my hometown is Ohio, Akron, Ohio. Akron, Ohio.
All right. Now, you say you overseas. Where are some of the places you play over there?
Like day after tomorrow. Sunday morning, day after tomorrow, I'll leave for Paris. And,
really?
Do a thing in Paris, and then I have to do a little private thing in London. So I go to Paris, I'll be over there for about 10 days, and then come back home and hit the ground running once I get back home.
Now, what about the audiences compared to here and over there? Is it different?
It's a lot different. Here is about, you know, that old Janet Jackson song called "What Have You Done For Me Lately?"
Mm-hmm.
What have you done lately?
Yeah.
Here it's like "What have you done lately?" Over there is "What have you done?" Period.
Yeah, right.
And it's a lot more. And sometimes I hesitate saying that because as far as the loyalty is concerned, because my audience here in the States have for over the years has been, I mean. Total loyalty, and I love it, and you know, but there's another kind of loyalty over there that's like, you know, for groups also that can't really do a lot and can't work a lot here in the States, they can always go overseas. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. That you can, you know, leave the country and go and still people recognize you and they'll pay to come see you. So that's always good.
That's always good. It's always a good thing. It's always a good thing.
Now, are you working on any new projects, anything?
I'm working on a couple of things. Now as we all know, the recording situation has changed some, you know, and I believe it's changed for the better because an artist has more control over his or her career, and you can cut that middleman out, that middleman situation out with the whole independent, you know, recording with the internet and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm always working on something. There's a couple of tunes that I'm working on. Now it's not about albums anymore. It's about singles, and you can put some singles out, put it out on iTunes, YouTube, and all that kind of stuff. Do an internet campaign that could be cool. And then you know, if everything, you put a couple singles out and they make some, you know, good noise, then you put an album.
And then heaven help if it could ever get on radio.
Commercial radio is a whole other thing.
Right now, it's not like it used to be in the Shalimar days.
Yeah, right. And Shalimar and early Howard Hewitt days.
Yeah,
it was, commercial radio and Howard Hewitt right now, you know, we're not great bedfellows, which is cool. I mean, it's like, you know, I've gone through periods in my career, you know, praise the Lord, I've had a long career. Mm-hmm. And there's been times when, like, Howard Hewitt and commercial radio were cool, and then Howard Hewitt and commercial radio weren't cool. Mm-hmm. Then Howard Hewitt and commercial radio were cool again. So, like, you know, you learn how to deal, as far as radio is concerned, learn how to deal with those, you know, ebbs and tides.
Now, what did you think of the Unsung program that was on TV1?
I thought it was great. I mean, when they first contacted me, they contacted me first to see if I thought, you know, everybody else would be amenable to doing it. And I told them, I told the producer that contacted me, I said, well, send me. Because I had never seen the series before, and I said, send me some episodes that I can check out. Mm-hmm. So they sent me some CD, some DVDs of it was an episode on DeBarge, Donnie Hathaway, the Clark sisters, and one other I can't remember.
Those are pretty good ones.
I was on a plane. I was leaving, going somewhere on the plane when I picked them up, and And I watched, I had enough time to watch the Donnie Hathaway one because that's the cat. That's,
yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
My cat,
oh, yeah.
You know, Donnie Hathaway one and the DeBarge one. And when I landed wherever I was, wherever
you
I
You called him up and said, yeah, I want
to. I called him up and said, yeah, it'd be cool because it had that E! Hollywood story type of format and the whole thing. And I said, but the only thing is that, you know, I said, we don't really have any, you know, drug horror stories in our history as far as Shalom was concerned, because none of us really did drugs.
But you had a lot of drama, though.
And we don't really have any mental illness, although that could be subjective as far as who you talk to. You know, depending on who you talk to, that could be a subjective subject.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. But it was great. I think they hit a lot of good stuff. There's certain things that, you still don't, you know, because Jeffrey and Jody still like family to me. And so there's certain things that family just don't air in public. And but they hit on the really, really essential really effective things that really affected the group at that time.
And there's just no chance of ever having a reunion.
Yeah, I never say never. I'm the glasses half full type of cat. You know, I look at that and Jeffrey and I do shows overseas all the time.
Oh, really?
A lot of the majority of the stuff that I do overseas, you know, like probably 60% of it, the stuff that I do overseas every year is with Jeffrey and myself, and we take another girl, Carolyn Griffey, over there with us, and we do
Shalimar
shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I mean, I believe that it would be a great thing, but here in the States, I believe it would be a great thing with me, Jeffrey, and Jody, because there's so many people that, you know, there's so much people kind of stick to what they dig. But, hey, we'll see. We'll see what's happening.
Now, gospel music, I know you love your gospel. I know you love your gospel music. How you doing with that? Anything?
Well, I mean, gospel music's not something that I do. Inspirational music, I call it inspirational because I come from a gospel background, you know, with Shirley Caesar, Albertina Walker, Caravan, James Cleveland, all those people. When I was 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, we had a group called the Hewitt Singers where my sisters backed me up, and my mom was a major gospel promoter in the Cleveland Akron area. And once we put the group together, of course, nepotism was alive and well in our family, just like everywhere else. So once we put the group together, whenever she would bring a show in, then she would, you know, we would open up the show for her. So, it was a promise that I made years before I left the group that every project that I do will always have an inspirational song on it. So,
all right, we're going to take a break for news. We'll come back with more of Howard Hewitt. If you want to talk to him, 749-1230. Plus, we've got tickets to give away to Rhinos Live tonight with Howard Hewitt. So stick around. 749-1230. We're the Buzz of Cincinnati. I like that. 1230 WDBZ, the Buzz of Cincinnati. Lincoln Ware with you. Somebody sent me a text message in, said, I saw Howard Hewitt at FaZe last year with the Men of Soul tour. He was great. Looking forward to seeing him again tonight. Yeah.
Great.
Remember FaZe up in Dayton? It was almost to Dayton up there, an outdoor.
Yeah, Minnesota. We're still doing that. It's me, Jeffrey Osborne, Peebo Bryson, and Freddie Jackson. We've been doing that show actually for the last like 3 years, man.
Really?
And it was a great show. Of course, the first year we did, we did more dates. But now it's like, but the thing that was really cool about that particular package is that we would do dates and then we would have time in between to do our own thing.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Okay,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's.
That made it a lot better.
That makes it a lot better. Mm-hmm. So it's very cool. But it's a great package, great talent. You know.
And I'll let you tell them where you'll be tonight.
Be at Rhinos Live. Doors open at 9 p.m. This is the fourth annual white party, so you got to wear white. Everybody has to wear white, right? It's going to be nice. It's going to look real cool.
Do you have your white?
I have my white.
Okay.
I got my white.
Just check.
I got my white, definitely. I go on, I think, about 10:30, but get there early, get a good seat, I guess, or whatever. And tickets are $25 online or at the door.
All right, there you go. Tonight at Rhinos Live out there on Chester Road, Howard Hewitt, and he'll hit the stage around 10:30. And let's see, Mo, you have a question for Howard Hewitt. Mo!
Hey, Howard, how you doing, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, I'm from the old school. I remember you and Shalimar. I tell you what, Shalimar was nothing without you. You had those vocals that just set it all off.
But I didn't hear you. What did you say?
You said you got those vocals that just set it off with Shalimar back in the day.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. We had a good time, didn't we? There was some good music and we were just sitting here talking. It's like music that just won't go away. When I do the shows, it's a real cool thing because it's we come there, you know, our age situation, but then they bring, you know, their kids. So the kids are like exposed to, you know, to real, you know, serious solid music also. So
exactly.
So it's all good, man. I think like we were sitting there talking, I think if we just keep on going, eventually, you know, the Shalimar situation will come back together. I just want to make sure that we're not all on walkers by the time that time comes, you know.
Hey, Mo.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to go to Rhino's tonight?
Hey, Rhino's is right down the street from me. You're going to be in the neighborhood.
Well, all right. Do you want to go?
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Well, how about a pair of tickets?
Hey, that's what's up.
All right. What's your name?
Mo Thomas.
Mo Thomas. Does it say that on your driver's license?
No, it doesn't. We'll have to discuss that later. I don't want my name left out there.
Okay. All right. We'll get you together. All right.
He's one in like about four states.
Okay.
So.
I know, geez. All right, Mo Thomas. Wink, wink. Hold on.
Wink.
You might have to hold on about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And we'll get to you. Okay, hold on. We'll get his real name that he can claim a ticket on. Okay. All right. We've got Howard Hewitt with us tonight at Rhino's Live. And the doors open at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Flawless will be the opening band. Flawless, that's a good band, too.
They told me that they were good.
Yeah,
they told me they were real good.
Yeah, you like Flawless. They'll be opening up. And then at 10:30, Howard Hewitt will hit the stage, and everybody, it's the all-white affair. Put your white gear on and come on out and party with us tonight at Rhino's Live. All right, let's see. Let's go to Michael. Michael, how are you?
Doing great. Hi, Lincoln.
What's going on?
Hey, everything's great. Hello, Howard Hewitt.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, you know. All these years listening to your music and now getting a chance to actually conversate with you, man. That's a trip, you know?
Hey, man, we live in America.
But wanted to ask you a question. When you come see your band members, do you always travel with the same band? Talk a little bit about that, how you deal with your musicians.
You know, sometimes I have my band. My band is out of Memphis, the band that I usually use the majority of the time. Sometimes, you know, I'll use a band, you know, that somebody may have in the city. I don't do that often, and whenever that does happen,
you have to be there a few days in advance.
Well,
probably
at least that, or I'll send my musical director and the musical director will go in and rehearse with the band for a couple of days, and then I'll come in and, you know, because I already know the songs, man. So
it's not like
I got to go in and rehearse
right,
it, but.
That's true.
But like a lot of stuff nowadays too, because of the wonderment of technology, man. A lot of things are live to track situations also, which if you do a live to track show the right way, it can be just as entertaining
as
a live band.
Sometimes it's better than the band.
Sometimes it's better because it's right there. There's no flaws, no anything. But you know, the band is always good, and I would say that. So the way that everything is now, out of all the dates that I do per year, I would say 60 to 65% of them are live to track dates, and you know, some are live band dates.
Okay, all right.
But it's all good. Either way, you're gonna get a good show, and we'll have a good night together.
All right, Shonda, how you doing?
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Pretty Shonda. Good. I like that. I like that name.
Good. Shonda. I like you, Howard.
And how you doing?
I am good. Big fan. Shalimar days. Think when you were by yourself. Whatever you sing, I want to hear it.
Oh, great. I appreciate that. I'll make sure I sing some more then, just for you, Shonda.
Oh, well, if I come tonight, are you going to sing to me personally?
Definitely. Are you coming? Are you coming tonight?
I don't know.
Well, what if I give you a pair of tickets, Shonda? Yeah. Will that convince you? Yeah, I figured that. I figured that would coax you into coming. All right. Is that your real name, Shonda?
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name?
Flat.
Flat.
Let. L-E-T-T.
Okay, Shonda Let. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got to be here at the station before. Got to be here before 5:30 today. Bring your ID.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know where the station's located?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Shonda. I will have a pair of tickets for you here at the station. You can see Howard Hewitt, and he can sing to you tonight.
I'm going to have my name on my shirt so he can sing me my song.
Oh, boy. All right.
Are he you likes singing the, your phone? I just saw your picture. I'll sing in your ear.
All right. You got a picture? Oh, okay. All right.
I'm getting in trouble.
Yeah, I see it. I see Jero over there. All right. Good seeing you, Howard, and good luck. And thank I know you're going to turn it out tonight.
Going to have some fun.
At Rhinos Live.
I always have fun in Cincinnati. Oh, yeah. Cincinnati
all right.
is a good time.
All right. They love you here. And Shonda, he always walks out into the audience and sings to a few ladies out
always.
There. So all you ladies, get ready. Somebody even had the nerve to send. And I know this is probably back from the old school, but let's see, where does it say this at? I meant to read that. Oh, man, I don't see it. But they were talking about something about getting little items from the ladies in the audience, if you were still doing that.
There'd be some nice surprises sometimes, you know. It's all good. It's nice surprises. It's a good thing.
All right. Howard, good to see you.
Good seeing you too.
You want to see Howard Hewitt, don't forget tonight, Rhinos Live on Chester Road. Doors open at 9. Tickets are $25. And he'll hit the stage around 10:30, so get there early and often. It's an all-white affair. Wear your white gear, and you'll be good to go. So, Howard, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back and go back to the telephones. Lincoln Ware, 1230. The Buzz.